Blog Talk Radio.
I'm not certain on Facebook if you can hear the music from Blog Talk Radio. All is well there, okay? Well, good evening, folks. Again, this is Dave Schmidt. I'm here, the host here again tonight on the Cosmic Connection. I'm glad everybody is joining us here tonight. And yes, I am on the road, and I was able to get my laptop to work this time around because the last couple of weeks I tried to play some videos, and for some reasons there, I was having problems. But as I mentioned in the newsletter, I'm in the process of moving from Texas back to my previous home in Sedona, Arizona. I absolutely love Sedona. And what this does is I'm actually making what is called three trips with my car and a trailer pulling behind it, because I did a cost analysis. If I was to load everything up in a U-Haul trailer and move everything in one U-Haul trip, I would still have to fly back to Texas to get my car. And so instead of just pulling an 8-foot utility trailer behind my car and putting tons of boxes in that and my car, it saves me almost $1,000 to do it that way. So I'm finishing up my first trip. I took the first trip out with all the boxes to Sedona. I'm now on my way back to Texas, and I'm coming from a hotel room here tonight. So that's where I'm at. But all is well here with me tonight, and I want to thank you all for joining me. And yes, okay, so everything sounds good. I'm seeing that with the comments that are coming through on Facebook. So thank you very, very much. So what in the world is going on? Well, first, let me make some comments about what I have had, what is called the expansion of the dong that you can purchase from me to be involved in the program. Now, to be involved in the currency exchange, remember, it used to be you would send me physical dong, and then I would send that to basically through my brokers to what we call the Texas Processing Office, who's going to pay us all. Well, the Texas office, they ended up having this huge surplus of dong. So what they're asking is, instead of us sending them physical currency, they're asking that we purchase it from them. And so we purchase it from them, and you do that through me. And so if you would like to have more dong, I've got a default system set up, you know, in my email that I send to you, that you can purchase 5 million dong for $312. And that dong is scheduled at, as of now, we haven't been told anything else is changing. It is scheduled to pay out at $1.50. And they still have lots of room. Now, they update me week by week about when is this going to end. And they're saying, no, they still have lots of room, so there's lots more available. So if you would like to still be involved in purchasing more of the dong, you need to send me an email. I have to have an email request from you, and then I put that into my file with you that you actually made this request. You can do as little as 1 million dong for $62. And you can do them in, and you're doing them in 1 million increments, but the default one is for 5 million for 312. But what you need to do is send me an email saying, I would like to purchase more dong, and then tell me how much that you want, okay? All right, my light here in my hotel room was blinking a little bit. Whatever, I don't know what's creating that. What's going on there? Let me just, I'll unplug my phone. Maybe that might be part of it that's connected to that, but whatever, okay. So, but that's what you can do. And folks, there's still room. And as of now, there is not a limit. Now, if that changes, I will let you know. So if you've already purchased 10 million, 15 million, you can still go some more, but we do 5 million at a time. Okay, so that's what we'll do. So that's what's happening there. Now, what's happening out there, because I've always been saying, before these funds could be released, it all ties in with what's going on in our global economy and with those who run and control our Western banking systems. And I basically say in the United States and Europe, the Western world banking systems. Those systems have been controlled for decades and decades by those that we call the cabal. Now, others, predominantly Ben Fulford, refers to them as the Khazarian Mafia. They are basically the black hats that run the financial system of this world. Now, it's important to know that the funders for the currency exchange, they never pre-announce when the funds will be released, and that's for security reasons. But we do know that for this kind of money to be released, there has to be the correct, what are called geopolitical financial issues that are going on. And what we have seen, what we've always felt is that this Khazarian Mafia financial system that runs the fiat system currency of our world, that they would have to basically be shut down, if that's the appropriate term to use. Well, this week, Ben Fulford put out a newsletter that had some great information in it. Let me read to you from what he is saying. He says, the Khazarian Mafia is trying to negotiate a surrender according to high-level intelligence agency sources. Now, David de Rothschild, chairman of the board of directors of the World Jewish Congress, as well as head of the British and French branches of the Rothschild family, is offering to hand over control of the Western financial system to the Planetary Liberation Alliance, the White Hats. So in essence, here you've got the head guy of the Khazarian Mafia financial system, which runs and controls our banking system in this world, is willing to hand over the control to the White Hats. They're asking for amnesty in return. Now, this offer came via the new head of the Committee of 300, and it says the Illuminati Council has granted this individual the power to negotiate with the Alliance. The Alliance has responded with the following demands. And this, folks, could be the stuff that we're waiting for. Let me read to you what he says. So it says, the Alliance has responded with the following demands. Number one, a jubilee, as in a one-off cancellation of all debts, public and private, must be carried out. Number two, the wealth of the world stolen by the wealth of the world stolen by creating money out of nothing and charging interest on it must be returned to the people. Number three, the post-war Western-led institutions like the Bank of International Settlements, the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank and the UN, etc., must be replaced by something that actually serves the people of the planet. Number four, all technologies such as hydrogen and anti-gravity that have been suppressed by the Khazarian Mafia must be released to the public. Number five, a massive campaign to end poverty and stop environmental destruction must be started. Number six, democracy, freedom of the press, and the rule of law must be restored in the Western countries hijacked by the Khazarian Mafia. And number seven, the true hidden history of the planet must be disclosed to the people in all major media. And then he says, as far as the amnesty is concerned, the Alliance itself will not take any aggressive actions against the Khazarian Mafia. However, the various legal actions against them for massive crimes against humanity, such as mass murder by vaccine, will proceed in accordance with the law. Wow, wow, wow. So here you've got the Khazarian Mafia wanting to negotiate a surrender with what is called the Planetary Liberation Alliance, and they have responded with these seven following demands that I just read from Ben Fulford's newsletter. Folks, that could be what we have been waiting for. Now, I can't say that with certainty, but myself and others that are involved in this process really truly believe that could be the issue that could start the release of the funds. Now, what I also want to do is tell you a little bit about the update that I've gotten from my primary brokers. Now, I always get a monthly update from them, and they are in touch constantly with what we call the Texas Processing Office. The funds that we have sent to them, the account that I have with them, is a part of what is called the Official Redemption Program. And it says, I can read from you a little bit, but I have to be careful. Now, it says, but the Official Redemption Program is not a part of what is called the pre-authorized preliminary asset programs. They have to go first. But for the very, very first time, this is what has been said about the preliminary programs. It says, we are instructed that the latest information available is that U.S. regulatory authorities have issued their official authorization to pre-authorized private sales facilities only, that's the preliminary folks, for their contracted buyers' purchase monies to be dispersed to the private sale facility with which they are dealing and that particular conditions attached to the money so dispersed. What that means, folks, is these preliminary groups have been authorized to receive their funds and start dispersing them. And they must go first before us. That's the good news that we have been waiting for. So when you see that happening in conjunction with the Ben Fulford newsletter of what's happening, those are all very, very positive elements for us in the possibility of the funds being released. So, wow. That's really just, it's interesting stuff that is going on. And so I wanted to share all of that with you here tonight. So now, also, so if you want, as I said earlier at the beginning of the program, if you want to increase the amount of dong you've purchased, send me an email making the request. Information that I've shared with you looks like there's some very positive things that are beginning to develop that we may be seeing some progress on them soon because the preliminary groups have been authorized to receive their funds and pay them out. And that has never happened before to that degree as it was explained to me. So that's the scoop, folks. That's what's taking place. That's what's going on. I want to make another side comment is I've called my program what is called the Cosmic Connections. When I lived in Sedona, it was called the Sedona Connection. Well, when I get officially moved back to Sedona, I'm going to change the name again, okay? So, but it's going to take me another couple of weeks to get everything moved back. So I'll probably be making the change maybe around after the first of the year back and be calling it the Sedona Connection versus the Cosmic Connections, okay? So that's the information. That's what I have to share with you. You can continue purchasing dong if you want to, okay? Okay, and then I've given you what was the update coming from what was, you know, Ben Fulford's information about the Khazarian Mafia wanting to negotiate a surrender, which is very, very important. That's the scoop. So if you want to make some comments or if you have some questions, for those of you on Blog Talk Radio, you can call in to the program, and it's 515-605-9356. Again, the number is 515-605-9356. And I'll give you about 30 seconds to 45 seconds here because I know there's a slight delay to see if anybody would like to ask some questions or to get some input of what's going on. Okay, I have had one person already call in from area code 605, so let's go to them.
Hi.
Okay,
area code
605, you're on the air. What can I help you with?
Hi, Dave. This is Kirk.
Yes.
I'm curious. I see that you have postponed your seminar in Santa Ana. Do you intend to reschedule any more seminars?
Yes, I will. I postponed it just because of the moving situation that I'm involved in and some of the other stuff that I've going on. I'll be rescheduling some more workshops probably starting in late January. And obviously Santa Ana will probably be the first one, and then Denver will be the second one.
So
I'll put out a newsletter when I do that.
having been to many of your workshops, one of the things you've always said is that when this actually gets started, you will not be doing seminars at that time. So do you are you anticipating that this will not get started till then?
Have no idea. Believe me, if the release of the funds comes, it's no problem to basically cancel any workshop and refund anybody who made preliminary payments. But, you know, because, again, we just don't know when. But when the funds start being released, obviously I'll need to take a break from doing the workshops because it's going to take a couple months to get everybody paid. It could take even up to possibly 4 months to get everybody paid, you know, involved in, you know, with paying everybody out. But after everybody is paid, I will restart new workshops with a whole new complete program about where do we go from here now that we've received all this money. Yeah.
Okay. Which I'm excited about.
Good.
One thing, too, you've always said that you were part of a smaller private group that was had to go first before this. Is that part of the pre-release groups?
I don't know. I don't have an answer on that. All I know is that I am a part of a small group that's based out of Reno, and that they might be need to be going first before everything else, but I don't have all those specifics, so I can't give you a good hard answer on that.
But they have not reached out to you saying, be prepared right now.
Oh, I get updates from them every week, and they're in the same situation as everybody else. We're just waiting.
Okay. Thank you for the information. Good luck in your move.
Okay. All righty. Okay, thanks. All right, I don't see anybody else that is wanting to, there's another new person that wants to come on the air, so area code 918, okay, there you are, I'm trying to bring you on, there you are, okay, area code 918, you're on the air.
Yeah, Dave, this is Ralph out of Tulsa. One time you said something about getting a credit union, have you still thought about doing that, or have you changed your mind on that?
I am still in the process of doing that. It's going to take a while, but here's what I found out. You have to have a minimum of $500,000 to open up a credit union. So now, when we get paid, we're told that probably it's going to be paid in disbursements because they've got trillions and trillions of dollars to pay out, and it's way too much money to release it all at one time. So they're going to probably send the money out to us in installments. How much, how often, I have absolutely no idea. But probably what will happen is the first release of funds will be sent to you either by physical checks or money wires to your bank accounts or whatever. And then after that, because I've received all those funds, then I can set up a credit union. And then we will take everybody and set up accounts in the credit union, and then we can just move the money into your account at a credit union is what we'll do. But, yes, I'm still planning on that, but it will probably be a secondary step, and it won't be set up in advance.
Okay. Well, thanks, Dave. That sounds like a good idea.
All righty. I really like the idea of us having our own credit union because here's what's important to remember. Credit unions are owned by their members. So we're not subject to some big banks and stuff like that wants to run and control us. We as a group get to run and control the credit union. And I like being able to disperse money into your accounts versus sending you physical checks or money wires. All right?
Well, sounds like a good idea. I'm all for that.
Okay.
Thanks, Brother Dave.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay. Is there anybody else that would like to call in? Again, the number is 515-605-9356. I don't see anybody else at this time. We'll give them about another 30 seconds before we do that and before we basically go off the air. But it looks like Blog Talk Radio is working fine and Facebook is working fine and I'm on a single laptop and everything's working fine. So we've had a decent little update in the program tonight, okay? So I've got to switch back and forth on these windows. Nobody else is coming in. So, folks, I think I'm probably ready to call it a night. Let's see if I got any specific information coming through. Okay, there was a question. What about the Zim that we turned that you turned into me? The Zim will be paid out after the Dong is finished being paid out. So the Zim is going to come later for the question that you had in that, okay? Now, let me see what else we got here. Have I seen Cliff High's info from this morning? No, I'm not. Who are the preliminary groups? I can't tell you that. I don't know, okay? That's information that I can't tell you that, okay? So I'm still going through, scrolling through some of the comments on Facebook. Is there a max cap on how much that you can turn in? I mean, how much you can purchase? As of now, no. I do not have a max on that. And the questions of who are in the preliminary groups, I don't know, and I couldn't tell you if I did. Can you add in increments from Sarah in of 1 million? Yes, it does. You can add in increments of 1 million. All you need to do is send me an email and tell me how much more dong you want to purchase. It's $62 a million or $312 for 5 million. Okay? So I think I'm probably ready to call it a program tonight, folks. Let me, okay, I got to get my Facebook page here all kind of squared away. Yeah. So thank you, everybody. And I should be back next week. All right? So thanks a lot. Okay. We'll see you. And be well. Thanks. Okay. Bye-bye.